a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 314. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a packed church in Grantsville for the funerals of four members of a family killed last week. Some attendants say it is comforting to see the community rally together after such a tragedy. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, at least one person is dead after a fatal crash in Holiday this afternoon. A wrong-way driver on I-215 eastbound collided with another. The freeway remains closed at this time. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot would be that accident. This look brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services.
Eastbound I-215 South Belt closed at 2300 East. You will be forced off at 20th East. We have a traffic light malfunctioning at the intersection of Mountain View Corridor and 5400 South. And Heber Friends, a couple of crashes on southbound Highway 40 near Center Street in Wasatch County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain and snow showers with temperatures near 40. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
38 degrees. Downtown Salt Lake. Now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House trial managers heading into their final hours of arguments in the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
President Trump withheld hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to a strategic partner at war with Russia.
The actions alleged and the actions of the president do not reach that level.
For the past 3 days, the seven managers led by Adam Schiff have laid out their case. The president abused his power and obstructed Congress by pressuring Ukraine to launch an investigation into Joe Biden and his son and withheld military aid to Ukraine as leverage. President Trump's attorneys will begin their opening arguments tomorrow. ABC's Jonathan Carl says they've already revealed some details.
So you will see the president say, first, the president's team say he did nothing wrong. Even if he did what's alleged, it's not impeachable. And then a bulk of this presentation to be taking on Joe Biden.
A new recording related to the ousting of the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine has surfaced.
A recording reviewed by ABC News appears to capture President Trump telling associates he wanted then U.S. ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch fired. The recording appears to contradict public statements by President Trump and support the narrative of Lev Parnas, an associate of the president's personal lawyer who was at the April 2018 dinner where the comments were recorded. Get rid of her, the voice that appears to be the president's is heard saying. Take her out, okay? Do it. Yovanovitch wasn't actually removed from her post for another year. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Pentagon now says 34 U.S. service members in all were treated for symptoms related to traumatic head injuries following the Iranian missile strikes 2 weeks ago at U.S. posts in Iraq. The attack was Iran's retaliation to the American drone strike that killed Iran's top general. A new case of coronavirus in Chicago, the second confirmed case in the U.S., but health officials say the risk remains low in the U.S. Concerns worldwide growing. At least 26 people now confirmed dead in the virus. Health officials say originated in the city of Wuhan, China. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah's unemployment rate is down to just 2.3%. That's the lowest on record. Department of Workforce Services Chief Economist Mark Nold talked today on KSL's Live Mic with Lee Lonsbury. Nold says new numbers from December are out today.
We still continue to have strong job growth that mirrors what we had seen in prior months and actually multiple years, 3% job growth or higher. It's 3.3% in December. But the culmination of all of that job growth over multiple amounts of years is that it's employing a lot of workers. And as it employs so many workers, naturally the unemployment rate is going to lower and come down. And the culmination of that is here in December, the unemployment rate for the state of Utah is 2.3%, and that's the lowest recorded unemployment rate we've ever had. We're first in the nation, tied with two other states, for a 2.3% unemployment rate, and our job growth rate at 3.3% is the highest in the nation.
But he says these positive numbers do present some challenges for certain employers.
Employers work on different ends of the spectrum. Some can afford to be aggressive with higher wages. They don't have as much trouble. Some employers, on the other hand, have tighter budgets and rising wages. It makes it harder for them. So it can be a challenge for some in the employer community. They have to be more patient, more diligent, sometimes more aggressive. But, you know, the bottom line is with this 3.3% job growth rate, somehow or another they're finding what they're looking for, or else we wouldn't be able to have this high of a job growth rate.
Nold says he expects Utah's unemployment rate to drop even further by the end of this year. KSL News Time 319, emergency traffic brought to you by Retirement Planning for Mountain America Investment Services. Ricky?
Eastbound I-215 South Belt is shut down due to this fatal crash. All traffic will be diverted off at 20th East. It's best just to plan ahead, use an alternate route. Good alternates in the area, surface streets, could be 13th East, Highland Drive, or Fort Union. Right now, we have good speeds. Southbound I-15 downtown all the way to Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, not bad at all. We do have a traffic light malfunctioning at the intersection of 5400 South and Mountain View Corridor. Use caution and play nice at that intersection. And in Heber, we have a couple of crashes. Southbound Highway 40 near Center Street. Steve?
And southbound Foothill Drive starting to fill in just a bit spotty there with some slowdown there by the Taqueria at 1700 South. Looks like westbound 5th South, a little busy by Rice-Eccles Stadium, approaching 13th East. Northbound 15, wide open all the way up into Davis County. And we have good speeds all the way through there, up through Weber and Box Elder counties as well. You have some slowdowns on, looks like, westbound 5600 South in Roy. When you open a new credit card at Cypress Credit Union, you'll receive 0% interest on purchases and balance transfers for 6 months. Visit cypresscu.com or stop by the branch today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together, and let's check in now with Grant Wayman in the Weather Center to see what's
rain
ahead of us.
Rain showers today. Temperatures hovering around 40 for the remainder of the afternoon. Tomorrow warms up, partly cloudy up to 46, and then even warmer on Sunday, 47, but we get more clouds. And then rain and snow showers again Sunday afternoon and evening. Snow possible early Monday morning, then clearing. Monday's high, cooler, about 42. Mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday, 41. 41 Wednesday, more clouds, and clouds Thursday, 42. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, overcast skies and 38 degrees. KSL News Time, 322.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Is it too early to do spring cleaning?
We bring the springtime with us, ma'am.
Just walk around and point at junk you wish would disappear.
Point? Wow. You really do bring the springtime.
We leave behind happy places.
And happy faces.
We work until midnight 7 days a week.
And we can be there in 90 minutes.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
She's coming to Salt Lake City, Amy Grant. An evening with Amy Grant. Thursday, April 9th at the Capitol Theater in Salt Lake City. Tickets are on sale now at all ArtTix locations and online at saltlakecountyarts.org. A night of inspiration, stories, songs, and more with Amy Grant. Produced by Live Nation.
The Black Diamond experts are super excited for the big game on Sunday, and they have a super deal for you this week only. Mention the Super Radio ad and save $75 off any repair or replacement service. You heard right, $75 off electric, plumbing, heating and air repair, or replacement. Black Diamond experts provide super service all along the Wasatch Front, with technicians and offices near you. Always at a fair price, 24/7, even on Sundays. They even offer free second opinion, so you can have peace of mind knowing you're getting the right service at the right price. Whether you need a furnace repair, a new toilet, or an outlet installed for your flat screen, they do it all. Give Black Diamond Experts a call, 801-207-7976, or mention the Super Radio ad to save $75 off any repair or replacement. Financing options are available too, but act fast because this super offer expires on Super Sunday.
We are there, day one, with baby names and a gift that lasts a lifetime. We are there as you grow, protecting you and those you love. We are there when you get your first job, helping you to save for the future. We are there when you marry your sweetheart, to help secure your new life together. We are there if the unexpected happens, to help you see life from a new perspective. We are there when you start your next chapter, to make sure you get off to a great start. And we are there when you lose your soulmate, to help make sure you will be all right. We are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Get to know us and see what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by your Utah Honda certified vehicles. Walmart is experimenting with a higher starting hourly pay for some workers. The company is bumping pay up to $12 an hour in hundreds of stores across the company. Walmart says redefined roles with more responsibility justify that increase. KSL Drive's AutoZone stock jumped 40% last year. The company managed to stay relevant in the Amazon era by keeping nearly every car part on hand at all times and having staff trained on just about everything car-related. Another mall store is closing down. Papyrus says it's going out of business. The company is known for its greeting cards and stationery. Down day on Wall Street, the Dow gave back 170 points. Investors are nervous about the coronavirus continuing to spread. S&P 500 lost 30, and the NASDAQ dropped 87. President Trump, hosting a group of the country's mayors, was touting the U.S. economy this afternoon.
African-American, Hispanic-American, Asian-American unemployment have reached the lowest levels ever recorded in the history of our country.
A new report shows Utah is the first in the country for job growth, and we are the lowest for unemployment. With the impeachment trial continuing in Washington, Vice President Pence continues his trip overseas. Today, he was at the Vatican. ABC's Karen Travers reports.
Vice President Pence met with Pope Francis today at the Vatican. Pence, who was raised Catholic, told the Pope he brought warm greetings on behalf of President Trump and said the president enjoyed his own visit to the Vatican in 2017. The vice president's sit-down with the Pope comes on the day the president attends the annual March for Life, a rally of anti-abortion demonstrators in Washington. Pence will also meet today with Italy's political leaders. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Sundance Film Festival going on up in Park City, so a lot of people looking for four celebrities walking around on the streets. One celebrity who won't be there but is indeed at the Santa Barbara Film Festival is Brad Pitt. And he was quoted today as saying that his career began after going to a McDonald's to find audition listings in a media newspaper. One other quick note after stories about iguanas falling out of trees in Florida because of the cold. Now there are ads for iguana meat for sale. Eating iguana meat is a thing on skewers and stew, even in nuggets. Iguana, common delicacy in Mexico, Central and South America, and now can be found in trendy U.S. restaurants. And a professor at the University of Florida was interviewed about this, and he says people have been eating iguana for 10,000 years. Coming up, we've got emergency traffic, big problem on I-215. We'll check that in 2 minutes on KSL.